With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says the Supreme Court opinion restoring him to the 2024 presidential primary ballots is a big win for America.
Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that.
American C-130s dropping food over Gaza over the weekend in the opening stage of an emergency humanitarian assistance. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The aid flowing into Gaza is nowhere near enough, and it's not getting there fast enough. We all need to do more, and the United States will do more.
Also at SRNnews.com, UN Human Rights Chief has called for a quick end to the repression of independent voices in Russia.
Volker Turk singled out what he calls the persecution of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died in prison last month, and then lamented dozens of conflicts around the world, widespread violations of human rights law that have impacted millions, and displacements caused by war. Places where conflicts could escalate, Turk added, were the Middle East, the Horn of Africa, and Sudan. He told the Human Rights Council, rarely has humanity faced so many rapidly spiraling crises. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders have come out with a package of six bills settling full-year spending levels with some agencies. The move Sunday, a step forward in long overdue funding process. This is SRN News. Just what are the biggest problems facing America today?
Abortion, racism, moral decay? No. The latest Gallup poll finds immigration is the biggest concern for most people far and away. Number two is the failures of government, and the economy places a distant third. Only 3% of respondents say they're concerned about the decline of religion, morality, and ethics in the U.S., and only 4% are worried about racial issues. Abortion didn't even make the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's attorney general filing suit accusing Planned Parenthood of illegally taking minors into Kansas to obtain abortions without parental consent. Lawsuit filed by the Republican attorney general, Andrew Bailey, based on a video from conservative group Project Veritas. The video is of a conversation between Planned Parenthood and someone impersonating an individual seeking an abortion for a 13-year-old. This is SRN News. NATO kicking off an exercise to defend its newly expanded Nordic territory.
More than 20,000 soldiers from 13 nations are taking part in the Norway-led Nordic Response 2024 drills over the next 2 weeks in the northern regions of Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Finland, which shares an 830-mile border with Russia, joined NATO in April of 2023 after decades of military non-alignment. And neighboring Sweden is currently finalizing formalities to enter NATO as its 32nd member, most likely in March. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Japanese Coast Guard helicopter rescuing 24 fishermen from the deck of a half-submerged vessel being pounded by high waves. One crew member who had been thrown from the ship did die. The vessel stalled after engine failure Sunday in the Pacific shortly after taking off en route to South America. More details at srnnews.com.